Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Unsolicited Podcast, the podcast where I talk to myself to track my personal development, my personal growth, my triumphs through life, in hopes that maybe one day I could help one of you guys listening today or a future listener for tomorrow. I really want to build a community where we help one another, we build one another up. We just talk to one another, give each other unsolicited advice. Honestly, is the advice unsolicited? Or if we put ourselves out there like this, are we kind of asking for it? Because you know there's those people who are like, you're craving attention, blah, blah, blah. No, I just like to talk. I like to socialize. I like to get in depth. I like to see the different perspectives of life. Because I know mine isn't the only one. Granted, sometimes I do think, you know, the world revolves around me and my perspective is the right one, doesn't mean that I believe that my perspective is the only one. And I love to hear what you guys have to say. So I know there's more people out there like me. So, you know, let's just conjure up some other soul-stimulating conversations, sis. And the conversation always continues on my Instagram at Robbie Simone, RobbiSamon. YouTube, R Simone, R period, Samon. And my blog isn't quite done yet, so we're not even going to get into that until it's done. But it's going to be done soon, speaking that into existence, because, oh my god, making blogs are so tedious. But if you have WordPress, it's, you know, it's a thing. It's a thing. It could happen. I believe in it. So welcome. And if you're new here, welcome. If you're not new here, I'm sorry, welcome back. So this is where the music would fade in and fade out, but I'm broke. I'm cheap and I'm broke. No, I honestly want to make my own everything from top to bottom. So I'm honestly going to try to make my own beat, and it's going to be a cringy moment, but I want you guys to know that I am working my butt off to make this perfect for you guys. But enough about that. Today's episode doesn't really have a overlying theme, to be honest. There's no co-host today either. So it's just me and you. You and me. Let's get intimate. And not sexually. Just sensually. Okay, so I'm not sure what day it is. Might be the 15th, 16th, maybe even 17th, possibly the 18th. You never know with me because my days just get molded together. But Christmas is coming and I'm having so much anxiety. Who's with me? Raise your hand. I can't see you, but just raise it because I can feel it. You? Sis. So I don't only have anxiety about, like, you know, buying presents. I have anxiety about freaking getting presents. Because I go Christmas shopping and then I see all these good prices and then I'm like, damn, I should probably grab it now. Excuse me, while the prices are like this, right? And then I'm scared that if I grab it, the items or item that I want, I'm gonna get it for Christmas. And knowing me and how, like, I have to use it right now, I have to open it right now type person I am, I'm gonna use it, I'm gonna destroy the box, I'm not gonna be able to return it, and then boom, I have two. Because, you know, on Christmas, they don't ever give you the receipt. They give you gift receipts. And if they do give you the receipt, the money goes back on their card, or they know that you've returned it, and it's just like a whole shebang. That's just like, I'm just not ready for it. Like, can this the season be over, please? Sorry to yell in your ear, but I get a little aggressive sometimes when I get anxious. Okay? Sorry about it. So, other than my Christmas anxiety, I'm having a little bit of frustration here. I don't know, it's kind of like a bittersweet situation because, like, I went to the store to do a return, and I'm not really a returning person except for at my store because I work in customer service, so I know how the whole thing works. But, like, so last year I got this jacket. I know, last year, Robbie, really, you're going to return a jacket from last year? Well, look, it's so last year, like, I need to return it. And I didn't notice because I didn't even barely wear it because it was so big and like extra. I just didn't notice all the issues I had with it. Like the stitching was falling out. The pockets had holes in it. Blah blah blah. So I went to return it, and the store's like, "Well, you didn't get it from here." Whoa whoa whoa, sis. First of all, yes I did. Yes I did get it from here. Why would I bring it back to the store? I mean, granted, some people would make that mistake, so let me not say that. But, like, I legit, it was a gift. So I watched the person purchase it for me because I tried it on and I wore it out the store. One. Two, you guys have the same brand here and four other different jackets. Maybe not as thick. Shorty thick. But, like, my point was, it's yours. Let me return it. Okay, it's fine. You can't return it. Somebody's testing my anger today. Or that day, I should say. Because it wasn't today, obviously. So, I begin to tell the person my issues with the jacket and my issue in general. And first and foremost, the employee looks completely uninterested. Uninterested. Like, just... First, she's, like pacing around as I'm talking to her. Second, she's not giving me any type of eye contact. Third, she's not smiling. Like, she's just so rude. And when you work in customer service, you begin to appreciate good customer service. And you begin to learn what really genuinely is good customer service. And that ain't it, sis. And I'm, like, debating with myself, should I report you guys to corporate? Because you guys were so rude. Is that too much, guys? Like, is that extra? I don't know. I feel like this planet and this generation of, like, people, it's just, we're just becoming so careless, so ignorant, so rude. And it's, I just can't deal. But that's my little baby story for the day about my issues, because I'm really not having any real issues. I did build gingerbread houses. Oh my god, I was off this entire weekend, guys. Like, I had Friday. I work Friday, but I had Saturday and Sunday off, which is a blessing because there's not a bus that runs on Saturday and Sunday, and your girl hates asking my parents for stuff. Like, can you do this? Can you do that? Like, I don't know. If I can't do it myself, I really, 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 really don't want to have to do it. Like, I don't want it to be, like, a mandatory thing. But, you know, work is, you gotta make the money, the cheddar. But anyway, there's that. Water break. Another thing that's bothering me, actually, I have one more negative Nancy, okay? One more. So, I actually went, like, and added up how much I spend, like, my spending habits to see how I can, like, financially plan for the year of 2020. Why in the goodness green earth... I'm not going to say God's green earth because that's what I normally say, but that might be offensive to some of you, so I actually just said it, so I kind of apologize. Is it over $500? Like, if I don't feel like taking the bus and I take an Uber, it's about $500. If I take the bus, it's still roughly, like, $200. I mean, granted, that's a big savings, but it's like, God damn, sis. Like, whoa, hold the dice. Oh, wait, I have one more negative, Nancy. I said that one more time ago. Oh. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so negative this morning. I work overnight at Kohl's in Bel Air. I did not mean to blow the microphone. But, like, sis, who's going to be up shopping at 3, 4? I get 5 people. I kind of get 4:30 because, you know, before you head to work, kind of get it, kind of, but there's not a lot of people who work that schedule. There's not a lot of people who are even going to try to squeeze that in. They're going to go straight to work because they don't even want to be up in the first place, because they had to get up at 3 to get driving at 4 to be at work at 5. Like, come, like, let's think about it. Like, I'm not understanding. Why are we open 24 hours? One, my mental capacity cannot, I can't, my mental can't do that. I just got on a good sleeping schedule, too. And 3, why? Like, why? I can't even begin. So, there's that. I think that's all my negatives. But if another one pops up, you know you'll hear about it, because I am complaining ain't in this morning. So, back to this weekend. This weekend, I also had, like, family time, which was so cute. It was so cute. It was so nice. My family put a lot of things on the table. Like, came at me, bro. Like, I'ma head out. No, we talked about a lot of things that were bothering each and every one of us, in a sense, kind of, sort of. We built gingerbread houses within doing this, so it was, like, less of a confrontational moment. It was a beautiful moment, honestly. We all got to build gingerbread houses. My little sister is obviously underage and really can't build gingerbread houses, so she was just dipping her pretzels in the icing and eating it. So, there's that. Sorry about the silence. It was kind of weird. I've been slacking on my CMOS. And the thing is, it's not even that the CMOS is, like, nasty or anything, because it really isn't. It doesn't even have, like, the smell or anything. Or at least, it's not C-E enough for me. Okay, that probably did not sound like it made sense. It didn't sound, it doesn't smell like it came from the pit of the ocean. Even though it did, it has the sea smell, but it's not as potent as the sea moss or just being by the ocean, you know what I mean? I mean, maybe it's because it's sun dried and cleaned and all that stuff, but, like, I don't know. It's just really thick, and it's kind of, like, beady. Like, I don't know how to explain that. I don't know. I'm going to have to do a video on that, because I really honestly don't know. Yeah, so I've been slacking on that. I mean, I think it's because I pour myself entirely too much, but we'll talk about that some other time. So, yeah, there's that. Sorry, you can hear me, like, clicking on my phone. What else? I had to, you can tell I didn't plan this one. This one was just like, get it all out, Robbie. This morning was more of a brain dump podcast. If you don't know what a brain dump is, we'll talk about that some other time, because this is not the time. I do want to inform you guys on my upcoming events, such as nothing. And on my podcast, be ready to hear some real stuff, because the last couple days, I want to start the 20th or the 19th, and each and every day I want to go over my 2019 recap, so that way in January we can just jump straight into the real shiz and really just obviously do our New Year's resolutions and goals and stuff, but, like, really get in depth with things. So, like, the end of December, we're just having fun. We're getting to know me, getting to know my content, how it's gonna be, me ranting. I don't know what that noise is, but it is kind of scary. So, if you enjoyed this podcast, go ahead and rate it, give it a big thumbs up, share it on Spotify, share it to your Instagram story, tag me in it. I'm thinking about doing a giveaway. I am endlessly and shamelessly and unapologetically promoting myself right now on Instagram. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I have no fear. I don't have any type of like set ways that I'm like posting. Like normally I do like, excuse me, like HB1, brightness low, you know, what is that called? Like a theme. I don't have one of those right now. I'm just kind of like letting things just flow and get out there and letting people know who I am and how I am as a person. So that's all ending December is about, like just getting in touch with my innermost best self, not striving for perfection, but just putting myself out there. And I challenge you guys to do the same. Like, do it, tag me in it, tag me in your posts that just are inspired by me. I love seeing what you guys have to share or have created, because you know your girl is an artiste. So I just want to thank you guys. I just want to thank you all for being here, and this has been an unsolicited podcast, and you ran with the rant today. Love, peace, hair grease, over and out.